Thank you for my introduction, and thank you to my co-authors for this part of my dissertation work. During ensiling, anaerobic fermentation occurs, which helps convert microbes to water-soluble carbohydrates to volatile fatty acids and lactic acid. This process causes a decrease in pH, which inhibits continued microbial activity and preserves the forage. Ideally, lactic acid bacteria produces lactic acid, which is the most effective fermentation acid and causes the pH of the silage to drop more quickly than other fermentation acids. There are three types of commercial inoculants used today to put on to improve silage fermentation. These are chemical, bacterial, and fibrolytic enzymes. For our treatments, we chose a bacterial inoculant, Promote, and a fibrolytic enzyme, XC. Promote, which is the bacterial inoculant, is made of lactic acid bacteria called Lactobacillus buchneri. Its function is to ferment sugars to lactic acid, thus stimulating rapid fermentation and inhibiting aerobic spoilage by increasing the water-soluble carbohydrate fermentation and decreasing the time to reduce the pH during fermentation. XC, which is a combination of xylanase, which functions to degrade the xylem core polymer to soluble sugars, and cellulase, which functions to hydrolyze cellulase. These increase the amounts of water-soluble carbohydrates that are available for fermentation. Several studies have been done applying these fibrolytic and bacterial inoculants to corn silage with mixed results. However, there has not been any done work applying these inoculants to sorghum silage, and since sorghum is such a large commodity here in Texas, we decided to apply these inoculants and see how they would affect forage and grain sorghum silage. Xylanases are used to break the bonds between hemicellulose and lignin, which can be seen here in this diagram. Bonds must be broken for sugars to be extracted from hemicellulose. Increasing the water-soluble carbohydrates will maximize energy for ethanol production and increase nutritive value. If the bonds between the hemicellulose and lignin are not broken, the sugars will not be available for fermentation or extraction, which is, again, represented down on the bottom where you see the sugar molecules of glucose. Our objective was to determine if a 50-50 mixture of the xylanase and cellulase, which we will refer to as XC, or Promote, which we'll refer to as Pro, will improve the sorghum silage nutritive value and ensiling characteristics of our silage. This was a completely randomized factorial design with four cultivars, PS747, which I will refer to as PS, MMR38173, MMR. These are both grain-type sorghums, and then we have the Dairy Master BMR, which is I will refer to as Dairy, and Dairy Silo 700, referred to as Silo. And the last two are forage-type sorghums. The three locations that we chose were Beeville, College Station, and Kingsville, and our treatments were the XC, Pro, and Control. We harvested 7.3 meters from two center rows of each of the four replications at the four locations. We harvested at a 10 centimeter stubble height, and the material was chopped to 13 milliliters, and some subsamples were dried at 65 degrees Celsius until weight loss ceased. 5 kilograms of chopped sorghum were treated with our treatment control, which was 200 milliliters of distilled water, or XC, which was the 1.34 milliliter rate, or Promote, which was at the 16.5 milligram rate. Forage was packed into mini silos, sealed for at least 120 days, and then subsamples were taken at opening for nutritive value, mold and yeast, and also fermentation and product measurements. Lab analyses were conducted on both the fresh samples and the silage samples for crude protein, neutral detergent fiber, and acid detergent fiber. The silage was tested for ammonium nitrogen, water-soluble carbohydrates, yeast and mold counts, fermentation end products, which are acetate, propionate, isobutyrate, and lactate, and then also the pH and aerobic stability. Statistical analyses were analyzed using PROXmix in SAS. Models included location, cultivar, and treatments and their interactions, and significant means were separated using LS means procedures, and our results were significant. Significance was set at a p-value of less than 0.05. The first graph here, you can see on the y-axis is our forage yield, and on the x-axis is our cultivars. And we see that PS, which was a grain variety sorghum, had the largest yield, greater than, which was more significant than MMR, which also was a grain variety at 0.0002. In the remainder of these graphs, you will see the measurement on the y-axis and the treatments on the x-axis. Here we're looking at the water-soluble carbohydrates, which were not different between cultivars and locations. However, for PRO treatment and XC, it did show greater water-soluble carbohydrates than the control, which was significant at 0.006. For crude protein, we see inoculant XC did result in higher crude protein, which was significant at 0.004. However, we did not see significant differences between the levels of ammonia nitrogen. Here in the blue bars, which represent the neutral detergent fiber, we see that inoculant XC did result in a higher crude protein, which was significant at 0.04. And then the green bars, we see the acid detergent fiber and XC decreased the ADF values more than the control, which was significant at 0.003. In this graph, we're looking at the fermentation end products, and we can see in the green bars that inoculant promote had the greater lactic acid levels than the control treatment, which was significant at 0.002. This increase in lactic acid enhances the fermentation process. Inoculant promote also significantly decreased acetic acid levels with a p-value of 0.02. Acetic acid is known to prohibit spoilage after silage opening. The higher acetic acid levels seen at XC and control may be due to the longer aerobic phase due to the lower levels of lactic acid. And isobutyric levels were also significantly decreased by the inoculant promote, which was significant at 0.001. Isobutyrate is known to decrease the dry matter intake of silage by livestock. In this graph, we see, represented the green line, the ideal pH for silage. And we also can indicate the control had a higher pH than both the PRO and XC, which was significant at 0.008. In this slide, we are looking at the aerobic stability, which is measured in hours it takes silage to reach 2 degrees above ambient, showing increased bacterial activity. Silage with longer times have greater stability. Inoculant XC increased aerobic stability by 15 hours longer than the control treatment. However, results were not significant. No significant differences were found between treatments for yeast and mole counts. All of these silages were within the 36-hour feed-out time at the bunker. In conclusion, treating sorghum silage with the fibrolytic enzyme XC reduced the fiber fraction, suggesting an increase in cell wall degradability. Bacterial inoculant promote improved fermentation characteristics. Therefore, XC and promote can be applied to sorghum silage for increasing the value of livestock feedstuffs and biofuel feedstocks. An in-situ study to evaluate effects on degradation rate in rumen was conducted this summer, and future work to evaluate the effects of these inoculants on forage quality is recommended. Thank you. Are there any questions? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Basically, do you have a specific?
Well, it looked like there was quite a bit of air space there, and it was mostly in the bottom. Or did you fill those containers all the way up to the top and then pack them down?
We had the plastic buckets, and then inside the plastic buckets, we had plastic bags. And so we would pack the silage into the bags by hand, and then we would wrap the bags down and press all the air out by hand, and then we would tie the tops of the bags really tight. And then we would put the lids on the bucket.
So what was the moisture content in the
soil? I'm sorry, I'm not sure what that is. I have to get back to you on that. Yes, ma'am. In the in situ study, we are measuring fiber degradation. No, ma'am. We did that this summer, and we haven't analyzed the results yet. Yes, sir?
Did you look at the economics of the use of silage treatments?
From data that we have received, we saw that there was a decrease in fiber of the silage, and that would be a $4 per ton increase in the silage. And then for the silage storage, it was an increase of $2 per ton.
What was the cost of applying the treatments?
I'm not really sure what the cost would be. Is there any other questions?
Quick question. Okay, thank you.
Thanks.